Hi there, I'm State Senator Tracy McCreary. Thank you for tuning in for my weekly update. It was a busy week in the Missouri State Capitol. Our new governor gave his State of the State address. Basically, that's a chance for the governor to share his vision for the state moving forward. And also, it's the big reveal of what his recommendations are for the state budget. It's a very complex document. I would also describe the budget that he has proposed as a living, breathing document because it's going to have a lot of changes between now and when it has to be back to his desk early in May. So I will do some other updates on that once here and such get going. I had a really big week here. I presented three different bills in Senate committees. I presented Senate Bill 66, which would raise the age of marriage to 18. Right now in the state of Missouri, children age 16 and 17 can still get married to somebody that's 21 or under. I think raising the marriage age to 18 really has to do with taking care of Missouri kids, quite honestly. The hearing was very moving. Survivors from different corners of Missouri came to share their stories about what it was like to be a young person, a child in a marriage. I think that a lot of the committee members were very moved by that. All the data shows that child marriage puts kids at risk of mental and physical abuse, social isolation. Often they drop out of school, so it limits their economic opportunities down the road. I'm looking forward to working on this bill this session. Another bill that I had heard is a mandatory country of origin labeling. Basically, when you go to the grocery store or any place that you buy food, pretty much for everything you buy, even clothing, quite honestly, you can see where the product was made and where it originated. That's generally the case for nuts and things like that when you go to the grocery store, but it's not the case for beef and pork. I, along with one of my colleagues from Lawrence County, have introduced an identical resolution that would simply say consumers deserve to know the origin of their beef and pork. We think it's ideal and the proper place for this to happen is at the federal level. So this resolution would just urge Congress to be honest and let all of you know where your beef and pork comes from. Another bill I had heard this week would create Chris Sipper Day. He had a lot of titles. He was a friend of mine, but he was also a son, a brother, a preacher, a lawyer, and a journalist, and a chief of staff. In the fall of 2000, Chris Sipper was on the plane that went down with Governor Carnahan and Randy Carnahan. Senate Bill 156 would designate August 6, which is Chris's birthday, as Chris Sipper Day. And it's a chance for, I hope if it passes, that it's a chance for all Missourians to reflect on the kind of person that Chris was and other in his positive traits. But also, there are tens of thousands of behind the scenes people, hardworking public servants in our state. And I would hope August 6 would become a day that we all reflect on how grateful we are for those public servants that keep our state a place that we all want to live and work and play. Again, I had a really busy week, but I'm never too busy to hear from all of you. So if you ever want to share your opinions on anything, feel free to reach out to me or my team. I can be reached by phone, email. You can stop by my office, whatever works best for you. Thanks so much.